Skippy that you're talking about? That it's Cyber Monday? Are you on the internet making those purchases? Well, we want you to stop for a moment, okay? You can make those purchases after Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome to this wonderful show where you get an awesome opportunity to share your takes on life, to speak what's happening in your neck of the woods. We want to hear everything because that's what the Take Two family does. So welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I want to say hello to my co-host, Jerry Usher. Hello, Jerry. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good, and happy New Year to you and all of our listeners, because in the church, the beginning of Advent is the beginning of our new liturgical year. So we kind of get two New Years, one right at the start of Advent and one on January 1st. But yeah, my Thanksgiving was good, quiet, you know, did the usual eating, watching some football, praying, stuff like that. How about you and Marty?
Oh, yes. We had the stuffing and the cranberry sauce and the sweet potatoes and the pumpkin pie. It was amazing. And then we just felt totally stuffed.
Really?
And then we did it again with leftovers.
Yeah, right.
But it was wonderful. But Jerry, you're right. We have been waiting for 2020 to end. And those of you who are Catholic, because we have a big family, Take Two family. We have a lot of non-Catholics that listen to the show. Those of you that are Catholic, Happy New Year. It's over. Right?
I wish everything would just disappear in a puff of smoke, but I don't think that's going to happen just yet.
But you can tell that I am. I'm super excited. I love Advent. I think it's a forgotten liturgical season, and that's why we're doing this wonderful show, preparing for the birth of Jesus and talking all about the creative ways we can experience and go through this wonderful short season. Okay, it's four Sundays, right? And we want to really, have it be beneficial to us and build that sense of excitement and anticipation for the birth of Jesus and also for the second coming. Remember, we always think, past that for all of eternity. So we want to be thinking about that. So Advent is the topic today. And we want to know from you, our Take Two family, okay, do not be purchasing anything yet. Be part of this show. Call in and share with us how you are absolutely entering into this wonderful season, okay, of Advent. How are you doing it as a family? How are you doing it in your home? Do you have an Advent wreath? Do you have an Advent calendar? Whatever you do, maybe you don't not even sure what Advent is and you want to talk about that. Come on, you guys, step up to the plate, make that call, because Ryan is back answering phones at 833-288-3986.
Yeah, maybe your understanding of Advent is not quite as thorough as your understanding of Lent. That would be not hard to understand, because Lent tends to be a little bit more dominant season in the liturgical calendar, because of course each one is preparing for something. But here in Advent, we are preparing for the birth of Jesus Christ. In fact, we can talk about on the show today, there are various comings of Christ, if you will. The first coming of Christ, there will be the second coming, and some others that we can talk about. But just curious to know, Take Two family, what do you consider a good Advent? Okay, we all say, Debbie, I want to make this a good Lent every year. I want to make this the best Lent of my life. Do we think the same way about Advent? Okay, so what would a good preparation period for you look like, do you think? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, so the reason why you hear the excitement in my voice, yes, it's because it's Advent. Yes, it's because it's the Feast of St. Andrew. Yes, it's because Cyber Monday, and we're going to announce several times during the show that EWTN RC has free shipping today. Free shipping today. Please get Trustful Surrender. There's free shipping. That's our book, Trustful Surrender. You're going to want to have it because it's from the Take Two family. Okay, but that's not the entire reason why I'm super excited. Right before we came on the show, Tom Price called Jeff Burson, our producer for today, and shared some incredible news. Our prayers have been answered. Praise be to God. Jerry, I'll let you do it, because I'm going to raise my hands to the heavens and say, thank you, Jesus.
Well, we mentioned, I forget what day it was, I think about the middle of last week, that EWTN's the host of The Good Fight on Saturdays, Barbara McGuigan, was in the hospital with COVID. She also had pneumonia, and she has been released from the hospital. She, I believe, is on oxygen, but that's hopefully a step toward being fully recovered and so forth. So I'm not surprised, Debbie, that someone who has a show called The Good Fight would be released from the hospital and recovering from COVID. But yeah, thank you, Take Two family and all of the EWTN family. I was talking to Debbie and Jeff off the air. This one kind of hits close to home, you know, when it's your own family. And we know many of you who are listening, you've felt that experience by having a loved one or maybe yourself come down with COVID, maybe even lost a loved one. So our prayers have been with you from the start, and we thank you for your prayers for Barbara and her family.
Absolutely. Praise be to God. And also, we got a message from one of our life coaches, Lisa, had asked for the Take Two family to pray for her mom, her 90-year-old, beautiful, sweet mom, Mary Fiore. She's kind of getting ready to make that transition, and they're hoping that it's, you know, just something that she is ready to do, if God is calling her home. And so please, prayers for beautiful 90-year-old Mary Fiore. I just... she's got the name Mary, so you just have to imagine that the Blessed Mother is going to be, you know, holding out her hand. You know, how beautiful is that? So prayers work, prayers are answered, prayers are powerful. And this is a prayerful time during Advent. How are you going to enter in? Advent has started. It started yesterday. If you went to Mass, you saw that they lit the first candle, the first Sunday of Advent. Okay, so it's very important that we understand Advent. And Jerry's going to share some thoughts, some teachings of Advent from the Catechism. And that's very important as well. So we encourage you to please reread those sections of the Catechism and learn more and enter into this wonderful liturgical season in a deep and profound way. Folks, this is the show where we can really learn something. We can walk away and apply it to our lives very quickly, but we need your help. 833-288-3986.
How do you do this as a family? Do you have an Advent wreath? Do you light the candles? Do you sit with your family and share the story? Maybe say some special Advent prayers. How do you avoid the picture that just came into my mind is like this time of year is a giant vacuum cleaner trying to pull you into the commercial portions of the season, you know, the Christmas shopping, the lights, the trees, the smells and bells and all of that, which are all just fine. But what we're really preparing for is not just to rip open some gifts and Christmas being over at noon on Christmas Day. That's not it. So how do you and your family properly prepare during the season that we just entered into? Hi, you're with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this first broadcast of ours after the start of the Advent season yesterday. It is a time of preparation, even a little bit contemplation, meditation. I mean, what would you do if you were told by somebody Jesus was going to come to Earth in 30 days? Well, I tend to think I'd try to get ready, you know, prepare for that however I needed to do that. So this is what the season of Advent is all about. And it's not just about Christmas carols, although a lot of stations carry Christmas carols, but on the Catholic radio station, most of them, I think all of them, are true to the season. In other words, they'll play Advent hymns, but not Christmas hymns until midnight, and bring you special liturgies and masses and celebrations of Advent, and then, of course, Christmas. Why do I bring all that up? Because if you don't have a Catholic radio station in your area and you feel led to maybe contact Jack Williams at EWTN and say, what's involved in getting a Catholic station here in my area? Jack is definitely the man to talk to at EWTN, and you can contact him at jwilliams@ewtn.com. jwilliams@ewtn.com.
Okay, open phone lines for you, so please share your thoughts about Advent. You can ask us any questions about it. We'll hopefully be able to answer them. Jerry's referring to the Advent hymns that are played during Advent. That is true. One of the most popular is O Come Emmanuel, and that is what should be played during Advent. And we could talk about Gaudete Sunday. That's the rose color candle, and when our priests wear the rose vestments. We could talk about the Advent wreath, the Advent calendar, whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart about Advent. But let's really make this something that we can apply immediately to our lives. Just a couple housekeeping things, because I did mention Cyber Monday today, and people are making internet purchases. Please hold off until after the show is over so that we can have your full participation. But Trustful Surrender is on at EWTNRC.com. This is the book that Jerry and I put together with your stories, real life stories, the good, the bad, and the ugly, on those that have walked away from the faith. And some have come back, some are still on the path, some are still on the journey coming home. It's very interesting, and we're getting a lot of good reviews on Amazon. You can check out the reviews, but please get the book. We just want it to go far and wide because we think it could bring people, it's a real source of hope. It could bring people some great creative ideas for their loved ones that are kind of walking away right now. Also too, Thursday, real quickly, if I may, Jerry, Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, and then Friday, the day after, we had two special broadcasts that we pre-recorded for you. They're going really nicely with views in the thousands on YouTube. Check them out, please. The first one is Antonia Salzano, the mother of Blessed Carlo Acutis. And we got to speak to her. She was directly from Italy. Amazing. And she's such a beautiful soul. And that's on YouTube. Also, Raymond Arroyo and the spider who saved Christmas, his book. That's just going, it's wildly popular, and people are buying that book as well and just loving it. And that interview was spectacular because he shared the backstory of how the character, the spider, Nephila, came to be, right? I have to get that right. I keep wanting to call it Nephilia. It's Nephila, right?
Right, yeah, and it's a great, great book, one that parents are going to buy for their kids, and they may have their children of their own and pass that book along or buy a new copy. But I think it's a book that's destined to stay around for a while. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning those two shows, Debbie, last week. They were a lot of fun, and I think people are going to enjoy those. If you haven't watched them already, you can catch them on EWTN Catholic Radio's YouTube page on Thursday of Thanksgiving and the next day on Friday. I just wanted to mention a paragraph out of the Catechism, if you don't mind. Because the Catechism of the Catholic Church is so, folks, if you ever have any questions about what we believe, how to properly understand it, it may not make complete sense to you if you don't speak a little bit of theological language and stuff, but the Catechism was written on a very popular level, popular so that all people could really understand it. And in 524, it says, when the church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present this ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming. By celebrating the precursor's birth and martyrdom, the church unites herself to his desire. He must increase, but I must decrease. Talking about St. John the Baptist. I love this, Debbie, how it just ties the first coming of Christ with the second coming of Christ. And we know Israel was longing so very, very much for the coming of the Messiah. Blessed Mother, you know, was prepared for that moment. And now we all have that same, I would say, opportunity, a blessed opportunity to be in anticipation and expectation, because Jesus is going to come again on Christmas Day in a spiritual way. But at the moment of our death or the second coming of Christ, he's going to come again. So we have to be ready.
Right, right. And just to give you guys a heads up, if you're at Mass and you hear the priest, or if you're listening to Catholic radio and you hear some wonderful theologian say this very big word, eschatology or eschatological, it's a great word to impress people with. It actually just talks about the end times, and that's where that second coming is. So if the priest is talking about, you know, eschatological weeks in Advent, that's what that is, the second coming. Just wanted to give folks a heads up so you didn't have to go to the dictionary. But let me just share something with you about the dictionary, Jerry. Here's a little trivia for you. Merriam-Webster came out, I believe, this morning and picked the word of the year for 2020. Can you guess what it is?
I'd love to think it was hope.
No, it begins with P and it's global.
It begins with P and ends in endemic?
You got it. Pandemic.
The pandemic. Word of the year is pandemic. Wow.
Yep. Word of the year, Merriam-Webster. Unbelievable. That's not surprising. Oh, I mean, everybody's, you know, people were Googling it and people were figuring out what it is and how what it means, because it's been used so many times. But you know what, folks? There's so much hope. And then in this Advent liturgical season, being this our new year of our calendar, right, for Catholics, you know, let's really start entering into it and see if it can help us get the rest of the year, through the rest of the year and into next year with just a newfound hope and an understanding of ourselves and what it means for us to be here on this journey. We're on a journey. We've got 3 open phone lines. So if you feel nudged by the Spirit, please share anything you want to share about what's going on with you right now during this really first weekday of Advent. 833-288-3986. Please pick up those last lines. We do not like to have any open phone lines. Why? Because Ryan loves to answer phones. That's the reason.
That's why he's there.
That's right.
And talking about the word pandemic being the word of the year from, what was it, Merriam-Webster, and a lot of people wanting this year to end and not a single bit of it to be experienced again in the coming year, although I think we're not going to escape all of this just because the calendar turns another page. But over the weekend, Debbie, I don't know if you noticed, I added a show to our show calendar on December 31st, and it's titled, What is Your Goodbye Message to the Year 2020?
Oh, love
so
it.
So on New Year's Eve Day show, we're going to ask you, the Take Two family, and we want to keep it clean, all right? But we want to ask you, what is your goodbye message to the year 2020? So that should be an interesting show.
What's that song? What's that song they used to sing in sporting events? You know, that na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye.
Goodbye, yeah.
That's going to probably be mine. Okay, now there's only 2 open phone lines. Come on, you guys, you can do it. Pick up that phone. And wait a minute, you don't have to pick up the phone. It's probably in your hand. I say that all the time because it's true. 833-288-3986. And you do not have to be Catholic to call in. You are part of the Take Two family if you are listening. If you're part of the Lunch Bunch, you're having lunch with us right now because it's noon in your area, or even 11 o'clock. Maybe you have an early lunch. Stop eating right now and call in. 833-288-3986. I'm sorry. I'm just super excited. I have to tell you, it's all because Barbara McWiggin is out of the hospital. I was really worried, I have to tell you, but I was doing the pray, hope, and don't worry. And I was saying, Padre Pio, please be with her, you know, just be with her. She's got so much more work to do. And getting that news right before the show, that's why you hear this childlike excitement in my voice. I'm super excited. I just am.
Praising God for that.
Yeah.
Okay, Angela, hang on. You are right after Kelly in Nevada, Missouri, listening on Catholic Radio Network and a first-time caller to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I was going to say is I'm on a 5-hour drive home, and I was scanning channels, and I'm so glad I found you. I'm a new Catholic. I've only been a Catholic for 2 years, and I love it. I've never been happier in my life. And I was talking about Advent. I was telling my husband the other day, you know, this has been such a weird, strange year that I've had a hard time getting into the whole Christmas. You know, do I even want to put up my tree? Do I want to do all that? And then I thought, you know, this year, I want to concentrate on the real reason. I want to just get out my Advent candles and get out my manger scene and just concentrate on the true reason that we celebrate Christmas.
Absolutely. Kelly, you are spot on. And first of all, I just want to say welcome home. It's so
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yeah. And I agree with you. And that's why we wanted to do this show, because it's normally kind of a little bit of a forgotten season anyway. But now with this year being so crazy with the pandemic, which is that new popular word for the year, it's so important right now that we do get back to what we need to focus and zero in on exactly what is the meaning of our life and what we should be looking forward to in anticipation that Jesus' birth and the second coming. You know, there's so much for us on this journey to be focused on and looking forward to, you know, with great anticipation. And I agree with you. Kelly, you said something so beautiful. You said, get your candles out. That's why I am such a big believer, not so much in the Advent calendar, okay? I love the Advent wreath. The Advent wreath has the symbol behind it, the lights, the Christ candle, the colors, the evergreen, everything has meaning. And if it's put on the center of your dining room table or your kitchen table, and everybody can kind of let that, you know, just kind of soak in, it's very important. Our church is very good at signs and symbols and things for us to focus on, right? So I tell everybody, get out your Advent wreath. If you're not sure if it's blessed, have it blessed. Put it at the center of the table. Put it in a central location in your house and light those candles and let it be in your home. Just watch what happens, how it can transform the people that are in that household. What do you think, Kelly?
Yes, I totally agree. Totally agree. I love it. And I'm still kind of learning the whole Catholic faith. My husband was Catholic his whole life, and he had quit going to church and had a bad motorcycle accident and couldn't drive. So I said, okay, I'll take you. And it was all very different. But I love it. I'm still learning. I guess we spend the rest of our lives learning. But I just love it. And I've never been happier. And Christmas means so much more to me now.
Wow.
Through the Catholic faith and the whole process and it's real now. It's the real deal.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, we're very, very sorry about your husband's accident. But at the same time, I'm sure both of you and he have the eyes to see what God intended that for in a very special way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, we even say, you know what? Maybe you had that wreck because you needed to bring me into the church.
Right. Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't know that I've ever, you know, would have even gone. But everything happens for a reason, and he's okay now, and it's all good.
Really, praise God.
Yes.
The Lord works in sometimes mysterious ways. Debbie, I know you had one other comment. Yeah.
Yeah, just real quickly, Kelly, I just wanted to say, this is my personal belief on this. I mean, I don't know if you would find this in any type of church writings, but I just personally believe this just from working in catechetical ministry for so many years. You know, you chose the Catholic faith. You worked your way into the Catholic faith. I'm sure you went through classes, RCIA, or something of that nature, preparation, right? You know, those of us that were born into the faith, it was just handed to us like baby food. It was just handed to us. And you know, this is a wonderful time if you're listening right now and you're a cradle Catholic, listen to Kelly's excitement. Please, listen to Kelly's excitement. I think those of us that are cradle Catholics, we need to pinch ourselves and wake up and say we were given by our parents an amazing faith that we better never take for granted. And I just want to say to you, Kelly, I believe that there's special blessings for those that have chosen in their adult life to come into the Catholic faith. I just believe it because I see the fire in the belly of those, the converts that have come in, and it's amazing. And it inspires me to be stronger in my faith. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I have to say one more thing on that is that this whole, it's just so exciting. And that one day, I have to say this really quick. I was helping with the teenager class at church, and it's about the same time they do adoration. And I went in for adoration, and I came back out. And to me, it was so sad to see the parents waiting for their children outside on their phones. And I'm like, Jesus is right in there, and you're just sitting here on your phone. And so maybe as a new person that, I don't know, that just got to me, and I was just like, you know, that's kind of sad. What are you doing in here? You're sitting in your car on a phone, and Jesus is right in there.
Yeah. Kelly, you are making a fantastic point, and that is parents, don't just drive your kids to First Communion classes. Don't just drive your kids to confirmation class. Don't just drive your kids to adoration. Join them. Be with them. Rediscover your own faith. All right, maybe you feel a little bit intimidated, like, you know, I haven't really studied this stuff for a long time, or maybe I'm not going to church right now. Let's get that fixed, okay? Use this Advent season to come together as a family, to study all of this together, to go to Mass together, to make a commitment going into the year 2021 that you are all going to live your lives more fervently for Jesus Christ as a family.
are having a great discussion on Advent today. We've been getting a lot of comments coming in already that people are really saying, wow, this is interesting. I need to enter into Advent season a little more deeply and have a very intentional way about it. And that's exactly why we wanted to do this show. Real quickly, I just want to say thank you to Kelly again. Thank you so much, Kelly. I think you said you were driving. Safe driving. Remember, you have your guardian angel sitting right next to you. So always remember that. Kelly, you're not a first-time caller anymore. Call again, please. Real quickly, I just want to say, Kelly mentioned about how when kids go into religious education and their parents, you know, drop them off or go to the grocery store and then come back and pick them up in an hour and a half. You know, I just want to say this real quickly. 1 year, we were seeing just a large amount of parents that didn't want to volunteer to help out in religious education, and they didn't want to stay and visit Jesus in the tabernacle. They didn't want to, you know, just even walk the grounds of the church while their kids were in religious education. So we asked them to sign up for an hour of adoration. And that was the year that we had the most complaints. Parents came in and they almost screamed at us and said, you know, how dare you? I'm bringing my kid to religious education. You can't force me to stay here. And it was so odd. And so we had our pastor call all the parents in a meeting, and he basically just recatechized them. Pretty much everyone left with a different feeling. But it's kind of interesting how we met that resistance at first. So along the lines of Kelly, you know, there's no judgment on that, but just think about it, folks. Our Lord is there present. Okay. And it is an awesome time. Your child is learning about the faith. Why not be with Jesus, right?
Well, especially as the children are learning about their faith and the sacraments and all of that. And Debbie, then they're going to go home. They all have to go back to their homes. Who is going to support that in the home? It has to be the parents, the older siblings, perhaps, who have been through those religious education courses already. So it is very, very important that the parents, that you're soaked and steeped in the faith, so that when your kids come home from these, you know, say preparation for first communion, first confession, they're going to have a lot of questions. Exactly. And we know you love them and you want those questions to be answered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Angela is up next, and she's in Napa, California. Sirius XM 130 is the way she's listening, and a first-time caller as well. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show so much, and all of the EWTN family. This weekend, I was watching a movie called The Christmas Candle. I went on to my Xfinity and put in free Christmas movies, and The Christmas Candle came up. And it is a lovely story of faith. And the basis of the story is people believe in a candle, but in reality, the pastor brings them in to believe in God. And they go through the 4 weeks of Advent in the church with the Advent wreath. And it was just lovely. And I'd like to share that and encourage everybody to watch it if they can. It's just a lovely boost for these times that we're in, and a reminder of, the, as Kelly said, of the true reason of Christmas.
And so that's, yeah, absolutely. And the signs and the symbols and what it means, you know, we need those visual images, right? We need those things to draw us, you know, into a deeper understanding. I think movies like that, and I see from the comments, is that true that that's based on Max Lucado's book, Angela?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes. Okay. And I think for myself, a cradle Catholic, it was a rejuvenation and a desire to continue to keep the focus on the birth of our Lord and to reach out to people and to be an answer to prayer to others through your works of mercy and ministry.
Right, right. Well, Angela, here's the thing. Everything's been taken away this year. This is a year of you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't have this. This is not going to happen. You're not going to have Thanksgiving. You're not, you know, that's why it's, we can look at it as something that is being pulled away from us, or we can look at it as a perfect time to refocus, right? And to really understand the meaning of life and what this precious Savior did for us. and how incredible that is, and how it has changed our lives here and for all of eternity. And so I don't want to enter in anymore to this the negative sense of what's happened with COVID and the pandemic. I want to say, you know what? Maybe this is just the time for me to really get my head on straight of what this means to live here on earth and what it means to look forward to. And so, Angela, I'm right with you on this. I think that all these kinds of movies like this, they're important, and we need to watch those instead of sometimes, I think, watching the news, which is, you know, horribly depressing. Jerry?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. It certainly gives us opportunity to pray, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It does, yeah. And of all of the, most of us, if not all of us, would look at the events of this year and say, you know, what a disastrous year it was. But like you, Debbie, like you said, I think God can use years and periods and seasons like this to get our attention, because God has something bigger and better planned. God has a plan here, and I believe it's going to be global, and I believe it is going to be a reigniting of a spark of faith and love, and I really believe those things. And just getting back to the symbols of the candle and all of that, there may be even some Christian traditions that criticize the use of symbols and candles and things like this, but what did Jesus say? He said, I am the vine. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the bread of life. Jesus, of course, he wasn't speaking symbolically about being the bread of life, but about these other things. And so Jesus himself, Debbie, even talked about himself. We can see him in these other things, such as the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, even the Good Shepherd. Look at the Good Shepherd.
Yeah,
and
there
how
you
even,
go.
Yeah, the small children are drawn to that. They understand that. Why we need that as human beings. Angela, remarkable. Thank you so much. A couple of things I just wanted to say real quickly. I just have to, because I love the name Angela. If you've listened before, you know that we are very big on the Guardian Angels here on Take Two. So you're so blessed to have the name Angela. And I hope you have a very close relationship with your Guardian Angel, Angela. No pressure, but do you?
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. I do. Every morning, he starts my day with me.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Guide me through and keep me safe. Yeah.
Awesome.
And help me to keep on the right path. But every morning with my seven glory beads to him in the end.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Keeps you on the right path to love, mm-hmm. to God, to, what does it say, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide, something like that, to guide us, yeah. guide us. Thank you, Angela.
Yeah.
God bless you. Yeah, that was.
Thank you. God bless.
Beautiful call from Napa. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about the season of Advent, which we just entered into right now, and preparing our hearts, our families, our homes, our communities for the coming of Christ. He came in a very real way, of course, over 2,000 years ago. He's going to come in a very real physical way again at some point that is yet to be determined. But he comes to us in so many other ways. In the Eucharist, in the reading of the scriptures, Mark 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So we have all these ways of preparing for and anticipating the coming of Jesus. How are you doing that? Tell us about that. 833-288-3986.
And you know, here's a challenge. Sometimes people cannot commit, or they don't want to yet, or they don't feel it's right for them to commit to an hour of adoration. But if you have a chapel nearby, okay, and you can get to be with our Lord, even if the church is open and you can be sitting there in front of the tabernacle, how about 10 minutes? My mother used to say that all the time. How about just 10 minutes with our Lord? Just a few minutes. Pull into the driveway, pull into the parking lot, not driveway. Well, it is your home, so pull into the driveway. Pull into the parking lot. Go into the church for 10 minutes. Watch how it can absolutely change your day. And real quickly, Jerry, folks are saying that they are reading Trustful Surrender. We're getting some messages, and they're planning on purchasing the book. If you are willing to write us a review, please send us an email and let us know. We just want to properly say thank you to you. Take2@EWTN.com. And thanks so much, you guys. I know that on behalf of the Take Two family, they worked very hard writing their stories, and they wanted it, the whole purpose, you know, they didn't do it for money. They didn't do it for anything like that. They did it because they wanted to help other souls who are going through the exact same thing. And that's what we're finding out is happening with the book, Jer.
Okay, and it's Cyber Monday today, so didn't you say earlier there's free shipping at EWTNRC.com?
Just for today. Right after the show, I'm purchasing a lot. I'm going hog wild on EWTNRC.
There you go. So again, EWTNRC.com. There's our book, Trustful Surrender, but also thousands, I mean, literally thousands of other beautiful religious items. Debbie and I have been to EWTN, to the Shrine of our Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville. They have a gift shop there, folks, that you could get lost in and spend a few days and you wouldn't even know that the time had passed. They have so many great things. So do a bunch of your Christmas shopping, will you please, at EWTNRC.com. Okay, Raylene in Allegan, Michigan on Sirius XM 130. First time caller, Raylene, I'm sorry about the name of your town. Would you please help me with that?
You got it right, Allegan.
Yep. Allegan, okay, beautiful. Well, welcome, first time caller. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Well, I'm a convert, so, you know, I kind of came into this EWTN thing a little bit later. But my amazing husband of 31 years brought me to the faith. We met when we were kids, and he was steadfast. He had a mother who catechized him well, and that's what led me to where I'm at today spiritually and here today sitting in my car talking to you while I'm in the parking lot. And looking at 2020, it was a very difficult year for our family. It was our very first year without our matriarchal, amazing grandmother, mother-in-law, and mom, who passed away last October on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, the last vision that she gave to the children at Our Lady of Fatima did on October 13. And she had a major devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, had gone there 3 times. And my husband found great relief knowing that when she passed on that day, that Our Lady was going to meet her at the gates. And I try very hard for 2020 to look at what the positives are. God blessed us in such a way that I was able to retire in January to take care of my grandson, who was born in June. So he was a highlight of our 2020. And today I am blessed to have the ability to bring my daughter to her OB appointment. And she told me in September of 2020 that we'll be blessed again in May of 2021 with another grandchild. So that's what I really want to share, is looking at what has happened, the things that have changed in your life for the better. For instance, every Sunday night, we do a Zoom meeting with our family. We're all in multiple states, nieces, nephews, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and we all pray a rosary together, led by our dad. And those are changes that happened in our life in 2020, and that's what we as Christians have to see, is the positives in what God has given us. I mean, we could be the Israelites that complain to Moses on a constant basis, but that didn't get them anywhere. So let's try really hard to be positive to each other and look for the blessings and be a blessing to those around us.
Wow. Raylene, I am just so blessed by all that you shared, and I know Debbie is as well. Sorry about the losses. Our Lady of Fatima, our Blessed Mother, is so concerned for each and every one of us, she and St. Joseph. I have many times commended my end of life to Mary and Joseph, and I believe that I just ask them that they will come for me, and I do that for other people as well. But on the other notes that you shared, you know, God bless you. You were able to retire and to take care of your grandson. What a beautiful gift. You know, a lot of people this time of year, right now especially, there's a ton of depression out there. And that's because when all of these things happen like they have in 2020, we can go this way or we can go this way. And I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault for getting down, depressed, having anxiety. That's very, very natural. But thanks be to God, there are also those good things that we should maybe intentionally think about, Debbie, focus our minds on, and ask God, God, please, because of these good things, let there be peace in my soul. Let there be joy in my heart. And with Raylene, Debbie, it sounds like that is the path that she has taken. And I hope it's a lesson for all who are listening right now.
Well, and just to finish a little bit up on what you were saying, Jerry, when you said we can go one way or we can go the other way, you know, Satan wants us. He wants us to fall into despair. That's what he wants.
Oh, and my sister, he went after the family first. I mean, mm-hmm. He could have said, I'm going to wipe out the vegetation, the animals. There and that would have taken care of wiping out man. But he didn't take that route. He went to the family first.
That's right.
And if we don't see it, keep that positivity going in our families, it's going to die.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to fight hard to not fall into despair. Despair is very easy. It almost can feel like, you know, just rolling downhill. It goes really fast. And we have to protect our families. That's why the angels and the saints, please enlist an army around your family, around your home, around your extended family, your friends, your circle of influence. Ask the angels and saints to help you and to protect and safeguard your families. Absolutely, Raylene. But I have to ask you a question because, you know, we at Take Two, we want to thank God for this husband that you mentioned. Does he have a name, a first name?
His name is John Rose. I have to tell you something amazing that he taught me. We went away a few weeks ago for our 31st anniversary. And he was saying that he had been, because he's on the road quite a bit, and he listens to Catholic radio, and he had heard an interview with a priest who wanted to give out miraculous medals in his everyday life. So from the back seat, he pulls out a bunch of miraculous medals and chains. And that's what he wanted us to do to celebrate our 31st anniversary, is the people that we encountered during that weekend and give out those medals. And we did. And it was the... reactions were so, so positive. One waitress at a restaurant said it was the most beautiful thing that had ever happened to her since she started working at that restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we just told her that there's always someone there to love you, to care about you, and it's the Blessed Mother. So we wanted to give you this. And so he's an amazing man, and he doesn't hear it enough, but his name is John Rose.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, and I want to share something with you. There's no accident, Raylene, because my sister called me on the Feast of Miraculous Medal, which was a couple days ago, and she said she was watching all of these interesting things about the power of wearing around your neck the Miraculous Medal, having it blessed. Please have it blessed, folks. If you've received a Miraculous Medal, have it blessed. And she was sharing how it is so powerful, how it can, you know, help with so many things, like plagues and things that are happening. Sound familiar? What's going on with COVID this year? So your husband, John, was spot on, Raylene. And I'll tell you what, there's no accident to this, because I know she wanted me to mention it today, and I honestly didn't have it down on the sheet. So by you calling in and sharing about this, so you see how the Holy Spirit works? This is how the Holy Spirit works. This show is being used to help people get closer to God. That's what this show is all about. It's not about me and Jerry. I mean, we're along for the ride with everybody else. And I'll tell you what, it is awesome that we are able to have this platform and something to bring hope to others and have them, you know, be excited. Like you, Raylene, you were excited about your grandson being born in June, and now a new baby's coming in 2021. That's the same excitement we need to have for the birth of Christ. And this Advent can be that time for all of us, you know?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Congratulations. Way to go. Expanding your family.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. My daughter's in the car with me now, so you can say congratulations to her too.
Oh, what's her first name? We'll put her in the book.
Sarah Bieber.
Sarah. Okay, we got your whole family in the book. We're going to be praying for just a beautiful pregnancy and congratulations. Remember, you got your guardian angel, and that baby's got their guardian angel. You're covered.
Absolutely, God is great.
God is
good all the time.
All the time.
All right. Thank you, Raylene. Have a blessed Advent, a glorious Christmas, and enjoy that beautiful family that God has given you. Wow. Just some great calls today, Deb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Raylene. God bless you. I want to put a shout out. We had Michael in Boston on the line. Michael, email us, will you please, Michael? Our email is take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com. And I'd love to chat with you about something if you would be so kind as to send us a quick email. So. Hope you'll do that.
And Bernie as well, I think your call dropped. You're welcome to call back or send us an email. Also, please don't forget, Trustful Surrender is available on EWTNRC.com. We've said it a few times. If you would purchase it or give it as a gift, that would be great. If you can send us, if you can write a review, please send us an email as well. Same place, take2@EWTN.com. Also, standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. We have incredible coffees that are they're just amazing. I mean, my whole house smells like coffee because it's freshly roasted and put in the bags right away. They stamp it. It's amazing. And we have Angelic Aroma, Saintly Savor, and Disciple Decaf. And that's another great gift you can give as well.
Well, as we get close, just got a couple minutes left in the program. I think it would be good maybe to just share a few of our tips for making Advent a very beneficial time for those who are listening and for all of us. And one of those ways, Debbie, that maybe the most important way is to maybe pick one of the infancy narratives out of the Bible, and together, either individually, if you're a single person, married couple, if you have a family, just read through that and pray on it. Just read maybe a paragraph a day. You'll go through it very quickly, but that is going to just soak in and saturate your hearts and your minds. And when we read scripture and pray on it, Debbie, the Holy Spirit is right there with us, helping to really, what am I trying to say, have that really come alive within our lives.
Mm-hmm. I love that. My ideas for Advent are to make an Advent wreath with your family. It's really fun to do, and you can be very creative. You know, have it be in a central location in your family room where you all gather. Light those candles. If you don't want to light candles, or you have, you know, some allergies to candles or something like that, then do those flameless, you know, those ones that are on battery operated, anything that just brings that light and so that it stays in our minds and in our hearts and in our souls. And get excited. Play those Advent hymns. You know, "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." There's so many of them. Play them through the house. Have it be background music. Maybe during dinner. You know, that is a way to just kind of leave people with the understanding that something very exciting is going to be happening. And what is that? Christ's birth. And also the second coming, which we all can look forward to, you know, with great, great excitement. I mean, this is a time where it's different. It's and I would also say go to confession to start off Advent, but it's different than the real penitential time of Lent. That is very different. Advent is, you know, let's build that excitement. Even if we have to, let me just say this clearly, even if we have to somewhat force it because it doesn't feel right, because we're in a world right now that is so crazy and very depressing, just start it and you'll see how the good Lord takes over. Wouldn't you say that, Jerry? Kind of force yourself to be excited.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, you know, this is a very well-known principle in Catholic spirituality. If you express a desire to God to do something, that is pleasing enough to Him that He will give you the grace to take the first step, the next step, and so forth. Don't think, "I can't bite this all off at once and chew it. This is going to be too much to bite off and chew." Don't worry about that. Just maybe spend an extra 5 minutes a day in prayer. Maybe read some Advent prayers, as I said, go over one of the infancy narratives in the gospel. God will work with you. He will work with you. But we really, together, let's all really try to focus our hearts and minds on what we're expecting and anticipating on Christmas morning. And, you know, doesn't mean to the exclusion of, you know, putting some lights up and having some fun, doing a little shopping. You can do all those things in the meantime. Just don't let those be dominant. Don't let those dominate your life.
Yep. So take on Advent. Come on, you guys. You can do it. It's a Take Two family. Real quickly, Jerry, did you mention Father Mitch Pacwa?
I forgot.
Do you want to mention that real quick? Because that's kind of interesting what's happening. Okay.
Yeah. You can listen Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. as Nicholas Will, president and founder of St. Gregory Institute, shares the joy and reverence of giving glory to God through sacred music. And EWTN Live, hosted by Father Mitch Pacwa, 8 Eastern Time, Wednesday night on most of these same EWTN stations.
Boy, that ties in nicely to what we're talking about. Okay, tomorrow's show is our very, very powerful and popular "Whom or What Are You Praying For?" And we know that we are praising God for so many wonderful blessings that He has given all of us. even during this absolute crazy year of 2020. One of them being that, I got to say it again, Barbara McGuigan is out of the hospital. She is home. Praise be to God. Barbara, if you're listening right now, we love you. Stay strong. Get a lot of oxygen in those lungs. And we're just praying you back to great, great health.
Indeed. In fact, we got an email about that from Terry. So I don't know if Barbara's listening right now, but it's a beautiful email. She says, thanks for sharing the wonderful news of Barbara McGuigan's recovery. Continued prayers for her return to excellent health. I love her! Exclamation mark. What a lovely, gracious, heroic woman with three hearts at the end of it, from Terry.
Yep, that's how we feel as well, Terry. She's amazing, and we're so glad she's home and resting and getting strong. Okay, tomorrow is whom or what are you praying for? Get all your people that you want to storm heaven, those prayer requests, those intentions. We believe in the power of prayer. Folks, we love you. Go to EWTNRC. Free shipping today, Cyber Monday. And until tomorrow, Jerry and I, the whole show team, want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.